Good morning, 638 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. Robert Bender is the commissioner for District 4 in the Escambia County. That means the eastern half of the city of Pensacola plus Pensacola Beach, and he joins us now by phone. Robert, welcome back to the show, sir.
Morning, Andrew. Thank you.
Hey, great to have you. Let's start with this. There was an article. I thought Annie Blanks, she does such good work for. This was Madison Arnold, also does great work for the PNJ. This came out a little while back, but it was the 8 traffic initiatives planned for Pensacola Beach during the off season. And I knew about most, but not all of these. Can we talk a little about some of these plans? Because I think some of them are very interesting. We've been trying to get that access road that would run from where, like the Marlin down to Quiet Water Beach. That's been in the works for quite some time, right?
Yes. Number of years. The Island Authority was running with it, and then when we took over Public Works, we took it over, but ultimately we've acquired all of our land that was needed, and have the plans to move forward with construction. So we are that is out for bid if it hasn't already closed. And then, but I've really been pushing our department to make sure that we could try to have that in by May. It'll be close. It's a really tight time frame, but really working on getting that in before the season starts next year.
And then one of the ones I did not know about, and I thought this was interesting, was the idea of a protected, actually barrier-protected bike barrier on Bob Sykes. Is that something that's going to happen?
That's my intent. We have a new traffic engineer that came on in February, and so I asked her to look holistically at the beach on improvements we could make, continue to make. So some of the things that we've recently just done, for instance, are we've added another camera view to look at the Casino Beach parking lot, mm-hmm. so people can either see how full it's getting. So last weekend, for instance, it really didn't get full until almost 2 o'clock. But it also helps us get traffic moving out in the afternoon. We've also added the average time to get from the traffic light in Gulf Breeze through the traffic light on Pensacola Beach, so that people know almost in real time what they can expect to. How long it will take them to get to the beach. And so those are all things that we think are helping things, getting more information to the people. But I asked her to look at the core area and see how we can make improvements. And so a lot of these are what she was able to come up with. So, but one, she is multimodal, and having that the extra wide lane on the Bob Sykes Bridge, we thought it would be a great way to tie in to getting pedestrians onto the beach.
Outstanding. And, you know, I had not realized we added the camera, but as I'm looking at the myescambia.com Pensacola Beach site, yeah, it's right there. So that's very cool. Now, one of the things, and that kind of brings me to the next one that I was curious about, is the restriping, the redesigning of the parking lot at Casino Beach. I guess the idea is that you're going to go from angular 90-degree parking to angled 45-degree parking and one-way lanes. Is that the concept? Because that's going to put more spaces in, right?
Right. So by reducing the width of each lane and doing the 45-degree stall, you think about Cordova Mall area, we would actually have enough space to add a whole nother row of parking.
Wow.
We estimate that to be at least 120 cars. We're out there doing some surveying and designing it. So most of these projects are still in the design phase, but there's still projects that we can complete during the off season. And that was, of course, really important was what we try to do is get these projects in and out while traffic's not as busy.
Yeah, no, it's great. And if I understand that, that'd be about a 10% increase to the capacity of Casino Beach parking. They're little things, but little things add up. And I like some. I mean, like all of these changes. It's great. You know, I was honestly when David Forte left and went to the city. I love David. I think he's great, creative. You know, but I was concerned about a loss of a great asset. Sounds like we've done a pretty good job of finding somebody else who can work on these projects and maybe bring some fresh eyes to it. And I love that. Hey, one of the things that happened this week on note, there's kind of two things that fall within your bailiwick. One is a couple weeks ago we found out that the Transocean Halliburton lawsuit had settled and we were going to be pulling in about $8 million. You made a kind of a joking comment in the commission meeting about, hey, let's keep it on the beach. But that's great found money, an amazing windfall. That plus the news this week that there is an extension on the moratorium on offshore drilling, semi-related, of course, across the entire state of Florida. These are both amazing good developments, right?
It is. I mean, we've been pushing for that moratorium. Hope it's as good as we think it is. But it's so important for all of our industries in Northwest Florida, not just tourism, but military also. It's a huge component of the economy of Northwest Florida. And so to be able to keep that range open for the military is definitely a great step, but also to know that we're not going to have oil rigs off our shorelines. Of course, that doesn't prevent anything from coming over to Florida, but it's a huge win for us and for tourism and our huge economic drivers.
Yeah, and the
plus the environment.
Right,
and I mean, let's not forget plus the
exactly.
environment.
And the interconnected military mission. But, yeah, as you say, this is one of those weird issues that I love because conservatives who love the military mission and the economics of that and liberals who love the environmental protection, although conservatives do as well, we're all in agreement. It was kind of stunning to me that it took this long, quite frankly, to get done. But, you know, so be it. It's a good thing to have happen. You've got a community cleanup coming.
It's been more about geography here. You know, so some of our partners or states to the west of us have been pushing for it. And then we push. So I appreciate Matt Gaetz's help on pushing that for us. He really ran with the ball.
Absolutely. You got a community roundup coming up. What, tomorrow? And then you've got a neighborhood cleanup starting next week. Is that right?
We do. So the regional roundup is at Booker T. Washington tomorrow, starting I believe 8 a.m. to noon, and that's when you come pesticides, things that normally you can't put in the trash, things like that. Leave them in your trunk of the car. We'll take them out for you. They'll do tires and things like that. And then and all the lists can be found on our website, myescambia.com. And then starting Wednesday, I have three neighborhood cleanups that are going on in the next month. Those individuals, homeowners, have been sent postcards to know what's acceptable and when their day is. But we're starting around the North Point area is on Wednesday. And so just put your things out by 7 a.m. And we'll come by and pick it up. Actually, I'm going to try to go by and pick up some stuff with the claw and be out in the neighborhood. So
I like that. All right. Very good. Robert, the commission heard this presentation about the future of OLF 8, and it was very preliminary. I was really surprised that Commissioner Bergosh gave it such a scorching treatment. I mean, very, I don't know, contemptuous kind of. I mean, I understand his concerns, but this still has to go through a long process before we get from here to OLF 8 actually being developed, right?
Yes, long process. Now they're starting the process of the community involvement, listening to stakeholders and the people that want to be involved in the process. So I would encourage anyone who wants to get involved in that process. But yes, this was saying how we could make the most. I've heard from residents of Beulah that 1900 residential units isn't exactly what they want either. And so I think you end up finding a blend, and I don't see it being a 100% commerce park. I understand that there are amenities that Beulah needs and want to work that in. I mean, when you think about it, it's a lot the size of downtown.
Yeah, it's amazing.
A mile deep. And so I think there is that happy median somewhere. But again, it's there's so much residential going out there. This is a transformational piece that I feel that we didn't just want to stick residential units out there. With that being said, though, I think that the consultants, I mean, these are people that are working across the nation. Most of them have been in Civicon events with Quint and the P&J.
Right.
And so it is what we've been working on with our community. So I think what they presented, they did exactly what we had asked them to do, and tell us the best and highest use for the property. And then we know as we make decisions how we may take away from that, and that's okay. That is as long as we we know what we're doing is that we may be doing it for a reason.
And I think and look, a lot of times you might buy a thing, take a long time to buy it, and then find out you need something else with it in the end. And thinking, I particularly like the presentation on the taxes and just thinking about how various tax exemptions shift the tax revenue you can generate off of a parcel, whether it's commercial, residential, all of that. I mean, I just that way of thinking about it as an investment piece, I found that pretty fascinating myself. Well, obviously, we'll look forward to a long conversation about OLF 8 and, of course, 9 Mile, ever 9 Mile, if it's ever going to be not under construction.
Robert, well, I'm looking forward to all of being done later this year. So,
promise?
You mean a little bit of next year, but I'd say the next 6 months.
Okay.
I'd say next 6 months.
All right. Robert Bender says it right here. I am always cautious about forecasting construction projects. I'm sure the people who live in that area are hearing you and like, you better. You better. Robert Bender, he is the commissioner for District 4, the eastern half of Pensacola, and a little outside the city, and then also Pensacola Beach. Commissioner, thanks so much for the time this morning. I appreciate what you do.
Sure. Thank you, Andrew.